The report by the Swedish International Development Cooperation Agency calls for increased corporate sector investment in Southeast Asia to help adapt to climate change caused by global warming. The report warns Southeast Asia is particularly vulnerable to climate change due to high levels of poverty and extensive coastal lines vulnerable to flooding from rising sea levels. The UN Development Programme has estimated the cost for the private sector to adapt globally to climate change by 2015 is between $86 billion and $109 billion. UN officials say the international financial crisis is threatening access to investment in the new technology. But Swedish International Development Cooperation Agency Director Anders Nordström says the crisis should be viewed as short-term, while the needs to develop long-term solution for economies facing climate change remain and offer opportunities for employment growth. Nordström said international negotiations are needed to support contributions from the private and public sectors for industry to adapt due to the impact of climate change. The United Nations has set a deadline of December this year for a new international climate treaty.
So part of the international negotiations now needs also to address the issue in terms of how are we going to be able to change, to finance both what is needed in terms of mitigation, but also adaptation. And this will need a capital injection that partly needs to come from private sector themselves, but also needs to come from public resources.
UN Economic and Social Commission for Asia and the Pacific Executive Secretary Nolene Heiser also pressed the private sector to take a role in solving climate change. Speaking on the eve of a UN-sponsored forum in Bangkok, Heiser says climate change is both a threat and an opportunity for green growth, and the need for the private sector to adapt to climate change is real. Nordström says he is optimistic business will invest more in green technology as a source of economic growth.
Yes, I'm quite optimistic in terms of continuing making sure that we have the reasonable economic growth that is needed, but also managing the environmental challenges. And I think there are good signs, and also good signs that the U.S. administration would like to engage more in a multilateral process and to have multilateral agreements across the world.
The Bangkok conference Thursday brings together more than 200 delegates from Europe and the Asia-Pacific to discuss investment and risk opportunities for businesses associated with climate change. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.